charter bill deadlocked. Somerset delays reading to avoid court standoff. Parliament President Somerset Kyatsurunon has decided to delay the third reading of the Charter Amendment Bill in a move to avoid a standoff with the Constitution Court. Mr. Somerset said yesterday that Friday's joint House-Senate meeting will take place as planned, but lawmakers will not consider or vote on the bill in its third reading. Mr. Somerset said the meeting will only debate proposed frameworks for negotiations with foreign countries under Section 190 of the Constitution. He made the statement after consulting Parliament's legal advisers yesterday. He said he would also call a special House meeting on June 13th through the 14th, but deliberations of the four reconciliation bills would be off the agenda. Mr. Somerset said he was now facing a dilemma. He could risk breaching the court's order for Parliament to delay voting on the Charter Amendment Bill if he allowed the third reading of the bill to go ahead. But if the bill fails to pass its third reading soon enough, this could violate Section 291 of the Constitution that says the vote on the bill in the third reading must be taken within 15 days, Mr. Somerset said. Transport Minister and Pueatai Secretary General Jarupong Ruangsawan yesterday read a party statement insisting Parliament was not bound to follow the court order. He said Pueatai had concluded the court had no legal authority to order Parliament to halt voting on the bill and must not overreach its powers by accepting petitions against the bill. Mr. Jarupong cited Section 68 of the Constitution that says petitions must be submitted to the Attorney General, who investigates and passes the petitions to the court. He said Parliament is a legislative branch among the three separate branches of government, and Parliament is independent of the scrutiny of the judicial branch. But former Senate Speaker Mechai Ruchupan said Parliament is required to obey the Constitution Court's order suspending the vote on the bill. Mr. Mechai cited the fifth paragraph of Section 216 of the Charter that states the decision of the Constitution Court shall be deemed final and binding on Parliament, Cabinet Ministers, courts, and other state organizations. Constitution Court spokesman Somrit Chai Wong said judges are preparing to explain the injunction halting the third reading.